Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, May 14th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County Master Gardener, Dr. Stephanie Susan Smith. Birthdays. Star Wars creator George Lucas is 70 today. This day in history, in 1804, the Lewis and Clark expedition sets out from St. Louis. May 14th, 1948, Israel is proclaimed an independent state.
Then, at 4:06 on the afternoon of May 14th, 1948, in the main gallery of the Museum of Art in Tel Aviv, David Ben-Gurion read the Proclamation of Independence to 13 other members of the Israel Provisional National Council. Israel had taken its place among the nations of the world.
On this day in 1998, the final episode of Seinfeld. In a bizarre ending, Jerry, George, Kramer, and Elaine end up in jail.
What are you in for, sir?
Murder one.
Murder one? Ooh, watch out, everybody. Better be nice to you. I'm only kidding, sir. Lighten up. How about you? What are you in for?
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto? Don't steal any of my jokes.
You suck. I'm going to cut you.
All right, Seinfeld, that's it. Let's go. Come on.
All right. Hey, you've been great. See you in the cafeteria.
Number one on the charts in 1965, Herman's Hermits, with 17-year-old Peter Noon as the lead singer, and Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
On the KETR events calendar, Audie Murphy Days, this Friday and Saturday at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville. This two-day event centers on the personal stories of active and retired soldiers and Audie Murphy, the most dedicated combat soldier of World War II. Activities will include speakers, entertainment, and displays relating to Audie Murphy and the military. Events are scheduled at 9:30 a.m. Friday and Saturday morning at the Audie Murphy Museum on Interstate 30 in Greenville. For more information, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from George Lucas, whose birthday is today. I thought Star Wars was too wacky for the general public. Sometimes it's nice to be wrong. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener, Stephanie Susan Smith. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Stephanie joins us from time to time to talk about all aspects of gardening, and I guess all the gardeners excited to see the big rain that we had.
Yeah, 6 inches at a time was a little much. It would have been nice if it was spread out a little more.
Yeah. You'd like to have some of that 6 weeks from now.
Yes.
Probably,
yes.
Yeah, but you take what you can get. We are in the middle of May, so what are some things people should be doing right now? You said it's pretty much we're past the time for a vegetable garden. So we're focused more on growing flowering plants and things.
Well, you should have planted all of your vegetables by now. Mm-hmm. So you should be watching them grow and weeding them and doing just routine maintenance.
Yeah.
But the ornamentals right now, you can take out the fall and winter plants like the pansies and the violas that you used for color. And then you put in your summer and fall bloomers like the wave petunias, marigolds, vinca, and then you also want to plant your perennials now.
And the perennials, for people that are not as knowledgeable about this as some other folks, these are the plants basically that should last for years and will come back from year to year.
Yes, perennials come back from year to year. Annuals live 1 year and then die,
mm-hmm.
and you have to replant them.
Mm-hmm.
perennials, lantana will
years.
Grow almost anywhere.
Yeah, and it just takes over and will get about as big as you want it to get.
Yes.
And does not require a lot of water, and you just pretty much let it do its things. You were telling me now, now's a good time as far as lawns are concerned for fertilizing. We're not too late. I was kind of thinking, well, maybe we're already past the time, but you're saying still a good time for fertilizing lawns.
Actually, it's a good time to fertilize everything. You fertilize your lawn, you fertilize your perennials, you fertilize your roses, pretty much everything. Your vegetables you would be fertilizing now so that they can get some extra growth in. And we talked a little bit about soil tests. You can get a soil test that will tell you what nutrients are in your soil, and then it will tell you what nutrients you need to add.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that specifically. You say that the Extension Service offers a soil test, and this is something you buy and you do it yourself and send off the sample, and you get all this information back about that particular area of your soil.
Yes, we have packets, and we have instructions for taking your soil sample, and you dig samples from 3 or 4 or 5 places, and put them in this little packet, send it off to the soil lab at Texas A&M with $10 or $15, depending on your preference for how detailed you want your information. And then they will, in a week or two, send you back a piece of paper that tells you what kind of nutrients you have in your soil, the big three, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and then some of the micronutrients that are important. And then they'll tell you the pH of your soil, and they can tell you if you tell them you're going to grow flowers in that area, they'll give you a recommendation of what fertilizer to use for flowers, and they can also tell you whether you need to adjust your pH level by adding lime to make it less acidic or sulfur to make it more acidic for mm-hmm. whatever you're growing.
And you would just go by the Extension office in downtown Greenville and pick up those kits?
Yes, they're available at 2217 Washington Street. It's about 2 blocks east of the courthouse on Washington.
Yeah, that would be very useful. Now, as far as fertilizer is concerned, the question I'm about to ask, I know, is too general, but is there a particular kind of fertilizer that you recommend for this area?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to grow, and it depends on what you've got. If you have been adding a lot of compost and leaves and other amendments to your soil over the years, then you're probably just going to have to put nitrogen on.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly what you're adding is a lot of nitrogen and a little bit of potassium and maybe some phosphorus.
We're talking with Stephanie Susan Smith, Hunt County Master Gardener. Now, I want you to tell me about a garden tour that's coming up at the end of the month on May 31st, and these are some gardens people would love to see around mostly Greenville, but certainly the Hunt County area.
Yes, we have 5 homes that people can tour from 9 to 1 on May 31st. Tickets are $5, and you can get them from the Extension Service. You can get them from the Garden Center and Steve's Nursery in Greenville. We invite you to come, and these are landscapes that will give you ideas for your landscape and show you new plants that you might want to try. They're also just very pretty.
Yeah. Stephanie, we're out of time. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. And you're listening to Morning Edition. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.